I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Voters who prefer hand-marked paper ballots are challenging the validity of the new voting system chosen by the Georgia election officials that includes touchscreen voting machines which print a paper summary of voter selections along with a QR code. A petition signed by more than 1,450 Georgia voters and submitted to the Secretary of State's office today says the new system doesn't meet the requirements of Georgia's voting system certification rules. A new state crime lab in Pooler, Georgia has opened. It has nearly three times as much space as the Savannah laboratory it's replacing. The Savannah Morning News reports the $50 million lab has room for five medical examiners and 70 employees to support law enforcement agencies in 23 counties. The GBI will perform autopsies, ballistic tests, and toxicology tests for drugs, alcohol, and poisons in the new facility. More than 600 men have signed up to be mentors to young boys and teens in Atlanta. GPB's Ross Terrell has more.
About 2 months ago, Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms asked for 100 men to participate in the city's My Brother's Keeper program. Speaking with GPB's Ricky Bevington as part of her monthly Ask the Mayor conversation, she thanked the men for stepping up.
Now we are going through the vetting process and the orientation and training process to make sure that those who have signed up will be an appropriate match. And I think it really just speaks to Atlanta.
The mentors will work with boys ages 6 through 14 who are on the Big Brothers Big Sisters waiting list. It comes as the city wants to increase participation in the My Brother's Keeper program started by President Obama in 2014. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
The Georgia Historical Society dedicated a Civil Rights Trail historical marker at an Augusta church last week. It recognizes Tabernacle Baptist Church, which played a major role in the civil rights movement. The church celebrates its 134th anniversary this month. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. spoke there in 1962 in support of then-pastor C.S. Hamilton's fight to end segregation and discrimination in the city. The current pastor, the Reverend Dr. Charles Goodman Jr., says the church has always played a larger role in the community.
Right here in this building, they had classes for African Americans to come for learning how to do mechanics. There was also a doctor's office here. This church has always been on the forefront of being different, revolutionary, and impactful.
The Georgia Historical Society has erected roughly three dozen markers across the state that recognize events and locations tied to the civil rights movement. In sports, Atlanta United beat Portland Timbers yesterday 2-0. The win puts Atlanta in first place in the MLS Eastern Conference. United will be back in action Friday against Orlando City. And finally today, a pet event called DoggyCon drew hundreds of dog owners and spectators to an Atlanta park on Saturday as costumed canines competed in a contest inspired by the upcoming DragonCon. DoggyCon is in its third year of bringing dressed-up dogs to their own small pop culture convention. DragonCon donates prizes, including passes, to the August 29th through September 2nd convention. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.